This is the Aloha Friday Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, Hawaii Talks. I'm Noe Tanigawa. The COVID-19 pandemic is focusing our minds on what we truly need, and high on that list is safe, fresh food. Go Farm Hawaii is Hawaii's farmer development program. It started through the University of Hawaii. And if you've ever talked to anybody in it, you see why it's one of the largest and most successful farm starter programs in this country. Pomai Weigert is an agriculture business consultant there with GoFarm Hawaii. She works every day with farmers who grow food right here in Hawaii.
We're very vulnerable here in Hawaii. As most people know, we import most of the food that we have. So there's been a really rapid shift in the last 2 weeks of people trying to source more local food. Local food is not really a trend right now. It's a means of survival.
How can people get it nowadays?
Yes. So what we did at GoFarm Hawaii is, like, with all of our partners and all of our fellow organizations, all of our farmers, we created a list that's on our website, Find Your Farmer. It will give you a list of all of the farmers that have asked to be listed on each island that are growing food. You know, this is really a time for people to be empowered to know who their farmer is and how to get connected. So every farm is different. Every farmer and farm operates differently. So we're really encouraging people to reach out, make that connection so that you can get food regularly. A lot of these farms have farm boxes, CSA bags, subscriptions. They're also doing pickup. They're doing delivery. FarmLink Hawaii has been an incredible pioneer for this effort. There's a lot of businesses that also aggregate, so they take food from a lot of different farmers and then are able to get it to people. So do you know where you're getting your food from? Do you know your farmer? Are you vested in your local food system?
Tears are coming to my eyes because these are people I want to meet.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we're so grateful for our community, for everyone who have always supported local food, and it's really incredible to see more families, more people and players from the community connecting with their local farmers, their small farms, you know, really just trying to reinvest in each other. That's really what we have right now.
What kind of challenges do you see the farmers themselves running into?
Well, we can't grow food fast enough. It actually takes time to grow food.
Are they amping up production, knowing the situation
yes,
we're in?
I mean, amping up production. But, you know, it's also because, like, demand has changed in 7 days. By having more local people want more local food, we're able to grow capacity.
Right now, what do you think, Pomai? Give me a strategy. The best place to check first is going to be maybe the GoFarm website.
Yes, you know, check out what's on your island and make contact. Get out there and see what is available for yourself. You know, now is the time to really engage. And also, I think on a home level, I feel like a lot of people are doing this already, but I've been seeing this a lot more. Like, think about growing something. Hey, if I have avocados and you have bananas and you have eggs.
Yeah, we can work this out.
Yes. Action of community and caring for each other and knowing where things come from. I think we've lived a very long time, like, not really knowing where everything comes from, especially our food. So we're really grateful, and we're seeing so much change in the consumer where it's not just like, a cute thing you do to buy a bag of local food. It's you're doing that because you want to always have food for yourself and your family. We've been cut off from so much. A lot of the economy has just been wiped out. So we're really having to look to each other to support each other.
After this, Pomai, find out what farms need some help and labor, because we got some people lying around here at home. Maybe we can hook them up with some jobs 6 feet apart in a field. Okay?
Yes, totally. I'll put the word out, yes, because there might be some people who could do for a little fresh air.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks so much, Noy.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Pomai Weigert of GoFarm Hawaii. The Find Your Farmer list is there on the GoFarm Hawaii website. Super easy to use, island by island. Cannot wait to meet these farmers. If you're looking for farm fresh produce on Maui, it's just a little bit tougher these days. The swap meet farmers markets closed, the Lipoa and Napili farmers markets closed too. Now the Wednesday market in Kula back open, had a little scuffle there this past Wednesday, but the largest farmers market on Maui is the upcountry market there in Pukalani. It's planning to go on. So I thought I'd check in with Neil Koshever. He's the manager of this market. It's been pumping over 40 years. They've got 150 farmers regularly represented there. And I asked Neil, hey, give us an idea of the range of produce that you offer there.
Everything in the form of produce. And
but you can't say that. You have to name it.
Okay, Komatsuna, Yukina Savoy, Tatsoy, every kind of bean, meaning ganduli or pigeon pea, ganduli bean.
You're kidding.
No.
And you have fresh one. Ganduli beans? Wow.
Yes. And purple lima beans, also called cow beans with a couple of different names.
They're awesome.
A huge producer. The reason why I'm going into these is because it's been a very high topic of conversation as to if you could have three or four items in your garden for your survival, what would you like to have? And so we have sweet potato, we have cassava, we have the beans just mentioned, regular green beans as well, pumpkin, kabocha, other kinds of squashes and pumpkins are sustainable, and potatoes. Those are the top.
You know, you named three vegetables there that I didn't recognize.
Komatsuna is a leafy green, long, light green stem, one single leaf with the rib going up the middle. It looks very similar to a Swiss chard, but much darker. It is my favorite green. After growing food for 50 years, this is the green that I like the best.
Why, are you farmers thinking, kind of planning for like survival type planting?
No, not necessarily. No, we have been getting creative and we like to create our own foods. I'm excited because this is all new for us. Right now, as we speak, in the dehydrator are the lima beans I was talking about, the purple lima beans.
Yeah.
And they're very large. They produce five large beans to a pod. We take that, we make several different kinds of food from it, which are protein based. And today is our day of trying this. We are taking a huge amount, and it's in the dehydrator now, put it in a blender, turn it into flour, and make pasta. Or you can make wonton, or you can make ravioli, or pot stickers, all kinds of things like that.
Well, so, you kind of have the time now, too, I guess. But, I mean, you're starting out by growing the lima beans. Yeah. Are beans something that, as a survivalist, kind of you want to grow?
Yes. Especially in YouTube, there's all these people giving their opinion. But most common choices are the legumes because they're protein-based. Starch pieces would be cassava.
Gee, but who could grow enough cassava in time? You know what I mean? That's like you'd have those giant roots.
The timing thing is an extremely crucial thing. We can't come from a place of fear. But if you start now, you'll have something in 6 to 8 weeks. In fact, in the market today, the rush on seeds and starts was phenomenal.
So about how many vendors do you expect on Saturday?
A little over 100.
Full range of produce. With people go there, they'll be able to stock their refrigerators with produce,
absolutely,
right?
Guaranteed.
Okay. The number of visitors is down by like 90%?
Right. Here we are. This is so important. Farmers are our life's blood here. The food that we have here, we have a tagline, we call it thousands of miles fresher, many, many, many days fresher. I would like to see that the farmers become as powerful as the tourist industry.
Can you imagine? Well, that was Neil Koshever, manager of Upcountry Farmers Market there in Pukalani. Just talked to him a few minutes ago. The Upcountry Farmers Market is ready to roll. About 100 vendors tomorrow, 7 to 11 a.m., right up there in Pukalani. Here on Oahu, the neighborhood people's farmers markets are closed, but yesterday the city and Hawaii Farm Bureau announced a farm-to-car program, people. Here's how that works. You order local farm products online, then pick them up in a drive-thru. Okay, how's that? The trial grab-and-go pickup site is the Eva side of NBC Exhibition Hall. That's between 10 and noon on Wednesdays. You can order online at HFBF. That's Hawaii Farm Bureau Federation, hfbf.org/farm-to-car. This is supposed to start April 1st, so you can order online now or sometime soon. I was just there this morning, and that marketplace is sold out. They're adding more products, quote, shortly. Hey, but listen, people love the Farm Lovers Markets on Saturdays in Kaka'ako, Pearl Ridge, and Kailua. They will be pumping this weekend with full prevention measures in place. Chalk lines will mark limits. You touch, you buy. Some vendors will pick for you. And there's a listing of farmers you can call to pre-order and have everything bagged and ready to go. That's People's Farmers. That's Farmers Markets tomorrow, Saturday, 8 to noon, Kaka'ako, Pearl Ridge, and Kailua. These veggies were grown for us. Some food vendors are offering takeout. Check the Farm Lovers Instagram or Facebook page for the latest. While we're on the topic of eating, real foodies know the world's 50 best restaurants listing. It engages the world's most celebrated chefs, critics, and gourmets. Recently, a kid born and raised in Liliha, KCC culinary grad Andrew Wong, won the world's 50 best scholarship. Okay, Andrew moved to LA a couple years ago. He's been working at Auburn Restaurant. For the BBVA World's Best Competition, he had to write all these essays, cook a meal on video, and do a personal interview. 1,100 chefs were vying for this chance to stage, you know, work with chefs in three stellar restaurants. Wong was scheduled to start in the 2019 World's Best Restaurant of the Year, Mirazur, in Menton, France.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's going to be life-changing for sure.
What was the most difficult of those tasks for you?
Absolutely making the dish itself. I definitely would not have been able to win without my roommate, my chef, everyone supporting me.
What dish did you make?
So I made a stuffed quail with black trumpet mousse. Mm-hmm. So the black trumpet mushroom, a seasonal mushroom that you can forage in California.
Was the quail from like right around there too?
We got everything local from our restaurant at Auburn.
Cut to the chase for us, Andrew. What was this dish like?
I really just wanted to make something like homey, something like that reminisces, like, it was really more for me because, like, I haven't seen Lao Lao and like a little pig. I haven't seen poi in so long, a year and a half without having that stuff. I still need to make something that's representative of my roots, but still that people will understand out here. So I just tried to make something that tasted like Lao Lao, but a little more upscale. So the caviar and taro root was just like fish and poi, but a little more upscale, of course, like using caviar and making it as smooth as espuma kind of thing. a taro root espuma. It's basically a puree. But yeah, it's like poi, but just a little more aerated, a little more fluffier.
Now, how did you handle, actually, the quail?
So it was whole, and then I just had to stuff it and then tie it together to make sure it doesn't explode with all the stuffing and cook it over charcoal. I also compressed it with kombu to make it a little more briny flavor. It tastes like a little seaweedy, but also earthy because of the mushroom mousse is so earthy to make a contrast. It's just like how Hawaiian food is, very like land and sea kind of flavors.
That's really strange to see you striving for these flavors in all these different ways.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to do it 2 years ago. So, and I'm sure in 2 years from now, I'll laugh at it and be like, wow, I can't believe I did such a simple thing. But yeah, it's all in the journey of cooking, of learning how to cook.
Yeah, well, and why do you think you were chosen?
I guess I have like the most compelling story because I really want to, what I want to do in the future is like come back at home and improve everything. I honestly, like, I feel like people don't know how to cook at home, back home in Hawaii. For example, like there's this Instagram page, Kalani High School Cafeteria, and they just post packaged food, like all the school lunches. The public school lunches are just so bad right now. You know, it's like packaged, like frozen pizza sticks, and like it's celebrated, which is weird. I don't know. I just really want to come home and like teach people how to cook, teach people how to eat, try to improve the food community in general.
You know what, Andrew? Auburn closed?
Yes. Actually, the entire city in L.A., you can't dine in into a restaurant. The majority of cooks in L.A. are unemployed right now. Owning a restaurant is like, the profit margins are so low, like maybe 1% to 3%. If you're not having customers, it doesn't make sense to have employees working for you, which I understand. That's why I'm not like mad or upset or anything. It's just an unfortunate event.
Wait, did you say 1% to 3%?
Yes. Restaurants don't make much money.
Not much of a profit margin there. You're going to amazing restaurants in France, Cape Town, Bogota. Did you choose them?
No, they were chosen beforehand.
They're really interesting. Quite different.
I think it's just they wanted to give a sample of the world, because it is the world's 50 best restaurants.
When would that start, do you know?
The beginning of June, hopefully, if it doesn't get postponed. Even right now, all those three restaurants that I am planning to work in are closed at the moment because of coronavirus.
Yeah, boy, that was Andrew Wong, a native of Liliha, now a chef out in L.A. He's also the winner of the prestigious BVVA World's Best 50 Scholarship. Los Angeles restaurants are closed through the end of the month, through the end of March. And Andrew says solidarity in the restaurant industry is at an all-time high. The numbers are staggering, really. More than 98,000 people in Hawaii were employed in restaurant and related food service jobs until 2 weeks ago.
It's incredible what's happened to this industry in such a short amount of time.
Denise Yamaguchi is executive director of the Hawaii Ag Foundation.
Some of the larger restaurants have been able to keep more of their employees. Some of the small ones have had to go down to bare bones, and it's, you know, maybe a husband-wife situation. Going from an in-room dining restaurant to a takeout service or curbside delivery is incredibly hard.
Tom Jones, chair of the Hawaii Restaurant Association, says an in-room dining restaurant would have to cut about 60% of worker hours and maybe more in a transition to takeout only. Yamaguchi says according to pandemic health regulations, sometimes only 3 to 5 people will fit in a kitchen.
Most people don't know there are two sides of our food system, one that supplies the restaurants and the hotels, and the other that supplies all the retail stores like Costco, Safeway, Times.
Yamaguchi says on the restaurant and hotel side, there's a glut of surplus product because food service has almost disappeared. On the consumer side, there are bare shelves. Yamaguchi says the system is trying to coordinate, but there's tremendous loss throughout the industry supply chain. She's worried the supply system itself is in jeopardy.
So it's not just about the restaurant suffering. It's about everybody in that food supply chain that's trying to figure out now what to do. And so what people can do is, if they have the means, instead of maybe cooking every single night, maybe cooking every other night and going out and taking out every other night, that would really, really help our community here in Hawaii.
Over 82,000 people filed for unemployment so far this month. More than 67,000 of these claims came in just this week as hotel and restaurant closings mounted. It's not known yet how many restaurants will attempt that takeout changeover, but you can bet the new regulations are going to have a huge effect on paper and plastic goods and supplies. Oh, what a great time to bring my own container and do that takeout, you say? Tom Jones, chair of the Hawaii Restaurant Association, begs to differ. He says no restaurant can take the chance of cross-contaminating their kitchens. There's already a run on those takeout supplies, according to Chris Yankowski, president of Triple F, one of Hawaii's largest product distributors. He says many items fly out as soon as they arrive, and suppliers off-island are limiting allocations to distributors.
If we order 10 pallets of product, they may give us 2. Hand sanitizers and things. Most of that is going to be out for probably 45 to 60 days because China makes those bottles and everybody who packs them over here, Purell and those guys, they're out of bottles. The same issue with toilet paper. Toilet paper is now to the stage that the converters who make the toilet paper are running out of raw materials.
Is this the very situation hoarders were anticipating?
Yeah, I guess if you look at it that way, I guess that's true.
Taking a cue from experiences on the continent, Yankowski upped his orders for takeout food containers and paper goods, but they were there ahead of him.
I'll give you an example. We asked for 680 cases of utensils. They're going to give us 168. So that's what's going on across the board with just about everything that we're ordering that has any relationship to the COVID.
Yankowski says there are workarounds if paper goods become scarce. But again, it's the supply lines that we need to be sure are there when we come out of this. Over 73,000 people work directly in Hawaii's restaurants and eateries. Anyone looking to support their favorite restaurants, the Hawaii Ag Foundation has started Food A Go-Go. Check that website for over 600 restaurants still kicking it on all islands, except Lanai, I think. If you are a restaurant hanging in, offering takeout, delivery, or curbside, sign in. We'll look for you at foodagogo.org.